This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Manchester Essex boys basketball coach Tim St. Laurent. And Tim, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Here we are on a Saturday morning following your sixth win in six games this season, a win last night against Georgetown, 62-48. Let me begin right there. Tell us about last night's game.
Last night, you know, I think my kids and the coaching staff describe it as Georgetown gym is one of the funnest places to play and one of the toughest places to play. But it was a large crowd on both sides. Tough battle defensively that drived us again, and then all the boys played well in a hard-fought battle to get the victory.
All right. I looked at the scores quarter by quarter there. It looked like you started up, got an early lead, and probably just maintained that throughout the game.
Yeah. It was kind of – we maintained the lead. You know, we're able to – they're in a full court pressure the entire game and play great. They play great defense, and when you have the players I have, and we were able to get the ball inside to Horaeus and first, went inside and Zeltzer down the stretch, we really dominated on the offensive rebound to glass. So we had looking at the stats, but we rebounding controls whether or not we win. And for the game, we had 55% on the offensive rebounding glass and 81% on defensive rebounding. So if you're able to get those two numbers, it's usually a good night.
All right. I'm going to ask you, I want to ask you about a couple of other games you've had this season, but I'm going to hold off on that and have you talk about some of your players. I think that fits in better right now. And let me just start. I understand you have some height on your team. Can we start there and maybe tell me about that player and then the other key players you have on the team?
Okay. So I'm led by, I get my two senior captains is the big guy, Eddie Horaeus. He's a 6'6 center, but he's not only just 6'6 in height, he's all muscle and just an absolute force on the offensive and defensive end for any team. He's a great leader. He every time he touches the ball, he gets double-teamed, triple-teamed. He's not selfish. He gets a double-double every night. He's second in our team in assists. And his leadership is just as good as his ability to play. He's a fantastic kid. You know, that's the big man. And then you go to Cade Furse, who is one of the best guards. You know, one of the best guards in the area. He averaged 25 points a game. He was player of the year last year. He had a lot of pressure to try to follow some of the guys and do a PG and leave Manchester. He decided to come back and play with his friends and play for the school and play in environments like last night. And he's, averaging 22 a game again, another great leader, offensively and defensively for us. Those two, we run everything around them. And we see other teams defend. And then I have, a lot of great pieces around them. It starts with our point guard, Preston Potter, who's a very Preston had a very successful football season as a receiver, and his toughness and his just way he handles himself as a senior, just controlling the presses and running our offense and defensively. I think he had six steals last night. He's been great. And then we have Jake Chow, who's a sophomore transferred back from St. John's Prep. He had 11 rebounds last night to go with a bunch of points. He's just been great offensively and defensively as he learns a new system. He gets better and better every day. And then Milo Zeltzer is our kind of small forward, power forward. We spread it out with him. He's the glue of the team. He does everything he's asked night in and night out. They were overplaying Cade and Eddie a little bit last night in the fourth quarter, and we leaned on him big time, and he had some huge points down the stretch for us. That's our starting five. Traditionally, we play eight. I got an amazing sharpshooter, Ben Jacobson, who comes off the bench and spreads out the defense, shoots the ball well. Zach Hurd, who's another football player, which I love his versatility. He was the quarterback on the football team. He comes in and replaces Zeltzer. So Zeltzer and Hurd always cover the best player on the team. They did a good job versus Forte for Peabody, where they held them to 4 points. And then the last guy is just an absolute pleasure to coach. It's Johnny Hiray. It's Eddie's younger brother. He's a 6'3", versatile shooter. There hasn't been a game this year where he hasn't hit just a high pressure money three ball for us, where he just comes in and shoots the ball well. And you know, the younger players, you know, heard Chow and Grace. They're sophomores. They're learning our system. They get better every day. They work their butts off in practice. And those eight kids have just they contribute to a bulk of the minutes. And it's led to a great season so far.
Let me ask you this, Coach. I heard the sophomore, is he at 6'3", is he going to grow like 3 or 4 more inches for you?
So Horace is the sophomore at 6'3".
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
And that's Eddie's younger brother. And I'm told that Johnny is bigger than Eddie was as a as a sophomore. So if the basketball gods are with me and they allow him to grow like his brother, continue to grow through the high school years, and he ends up that big, it will be good. So, but we take one day at a time and just look forward to our preparing for the next week.
Yeah, when he's hungry, give him a meal. That's for sure. Absolutely,
they eat in the Reyes household. That's they're big boys. Whatever they feed them works.
They have to. Hey, you mentioned those two seniors right at the beginning here. So tell me what are the types of defenses that you are seeing played against those guys and your team overall?
You know, teams try to come out in the zone versus us, and we see how they attack us. Hang on 1 second, Bill.
Yeah, no problem here.
Got the dog barking in the background, you know, throwing it off.
Oh, no, the dog is fine. Don't worry about
exactly.
The dog. Yeah.
So the defenses we've been hitting with us, you know, I think teams try the zone, they try the man, they double down. They're either going to double down on Eddie, they're either going to double over on Cade, and then our boys, you know, we want to run it through both of them each time, see how the defenses play against us, and then go about it. And you know, we've been able to do that. And the team has been good about holding, you know, making sure we hold each other accountable, run the right sets, and go from there.
All right, now I want to pick up on a couple of games here. I made initial note over the holiday week when you guys beat Peabody. You just mentioned a moment ago, Anthony. You held Anthony Forte, their leading scorer, to 4 points in that game. So, and now Peabody just last night knocks off Salem, and Peabody's considered to be a real contender in the Northeastern Conference. So, tell us more about that Peabody game.
So, you know, Peabody has two just amazing guards with Forte and Raffy. You know, I think Raffy is actually scoring more than Forte this year.
Okay.
And we just are, we worked all week on, you know, how we were going to defend them. When you have Zelter and Herr, these two are just amazing athletes. They did a good job on Forte, who is, I think, one of the best players in this area. He just signed with Endicott. And first was able to keep Raffy in check somewhat. And then those are the guys covering the ball. But anyone who knows basketball, it's you can cover the ball. You have to, the guys off the ball, how they rotate, how they hedge, how they do it. It was a complete, you know, team effort. And we just as a team rotated really well, hedged really well, and played, you know, great team basketball on the defensive end. And then we were able to score our points like we can normally do, you know, with the ways I described before.
Yeah, defending the ball, but again, also defending off the ball for sure, key. Hey, I also have to ask you about, you know, you have some size, but you scrimmage Marblehead, again, out of the Northeastern Conference. They're, I guess, possibly the largest team in the Northeastern Conference this year. So what did you learn out of that scrimmage against Marblehead?
Yeah, so we opened up the year and scrimmaged the Melrose team, and we were, you know, I lost 4 seniors last year, so we were trying to figure out our identity, how we could defend the ball, how we could rotate, can we overpressure it, can we underpressure it, we scrimmaged Melrose and tried one theory out, and then we we came into a good Marblehead team. We went up there, well coached by Girardi, and they have some players and some size. And that was really the starting point of the season right there. And that second scrimmage where we started to see something special, started to see where guys were falling into places, who was going to go in for who, how we were going to rotate, whether or not we could really, I can still see it. We were able to really rotate really well on the weak side and then come up and get in the passing lanes and use our athleticism and our size. And that when we left that scrimmage, I really felt, okay, we're starting to go in the right direction. And then from there, it's we've continued to build off that day, and it's been great. So,
Tim, I have one last question, and that would be for direct question. Would it be, so you mentioned the two senior starters. What are the classes of your other starters, if you will? Because great teams, great high school teams, often will have a mix of seniors, juniors, maybe even a sophomore at that. So what is your mixture of starters, or even the six or seven, eight men?
Yeah, so it's definitely a mix. Preston is a senior, the point guard that I talked about, and so you got those three seniors in there with Horaeus and Cade. Chow, the shooter, and my shooting guard, he's a sophomore, so that's great. And Zeltzer is a junior, and then coming off the bench, you got the younger Horaeus brother, who's a sophomore, which is great. And then you got Hurd, which is a sophomore, which is great. And then you got Jacobson, the sharp shooting guard, which he's a junior. So, we have a nice balanced mix. And then, our JV team and our JV two team are both playing good basketball and winning a fair share of their games. So, the program's trending in the right direction as it has been.
Yeah. Absolutely. I certainly want to catch one of your games soon here if I can work it out. But, Tim, anything else you want to mention as a closing comment on Manchester Essex boys basketball so far?
No, it's been a good season. The boys work hard every day, and I'm lucky to get in and coach them, day in and day out, with my great coaching staff, with Steve Piccone, Drennan Burns, and Ralph Quinn. They're part of the ultimate effort every day with us, too.
You got it. All right, Tim, well, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations again to your team, the coaching staff, and, of course, yourself on that quick 6-0 start on the season, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Tim St. Laurent, boys basketball coach, Manchester Essex, here on MSONewsSports.com.